New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Law firm of Davis and Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
Microphone dirty.
Spider webs. Apparently, we don't do enough shows.
At least it's not cat hair.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna show you something.
Okay.
Oh, welcome to the Davis and Davis Show. DavisandDavis.com. DavisandDavisShow.com.
And for your merch needs, the DavisandDavisShow.com.
Okay. Now, are you ready? Work schedule, if you didn't notice.
Oh, I almost said that name out loud. Good thing I didn't.
There you go. Now, watch as I scroll down.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay.
What does that say?
6 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Starter opening mod.
What does mod stand for?
I don't know. What does it stand for?
Manager on duty.
Wait, did you get the promotion or is it just in name only?
Do you see all these names up here that say assistant general manager, assistant general manager, ops manager, ops manager? What do you see next to my name?
A lot of white, like your.
You get fucked at the drive-thru.
There's no sex in the champagne room.
Shit, there's not even a champagne room.
Was that your Windows? Of course.
Because I was closing the program. Mm. And it's like, hey, do you want to delete everything? Well, fuck yeah.
Yes, but no.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done a bunch of stuff this week or had stuff to talk about, and I like an idiot didn't write it down, so I can't remember a damn thing.
I have a lot to talk about, like Viagra.
Yeah,
gives me heartburn for 3 days.
So
I mean, it's worth the boner, but
it's like, don't you have the pills for that also? Because I know I do. I started with the stomach pills way before the boner pills. Like, don't you got your Pepcids and your Tums and all that stuff on standby? Because you're gonna need it at your age, pal. Let me tell you.
Finally. Oh, notice the purple light came on.
You look like you're in a sci-fi show. You're in the decontamination room on Star Trek. Excuse me. That was Enterprise. Sorry about that.
So I had my lawn maintenance company come out the other day, and I was like, hey, what are these black things in my yard? And he goes, oh my gosh, that's a sprinkler system. I went, wait, I have irrigation? And we start digging around by the corner of the garage, and there's three valves. So I'm like, screw it, let's turn one on, see what happens. Boom, sprinklers pop up in the front yard. Next valve, sprinklers pop up in the side yard. Next valve, sprinklers pop up in the front yard again, even more sprinklers. This dude has this entire place irrigated. I was like, this is great. This is fabulous. So then I went to turn off the valves.
And then they wouldn't.
And they wouldn't. After a half an hour, I got all but one totally closed. One has been leaking for 2 days. And the plumber couldn't get here till tomorrow to replace the valves.
Yeah.
It's only a day and a half of them leaking, but
yeah. But hey, you'll have irrigation if you want.
I have irrigation, so when I rip out the lawn to put the new lawn in, it's going to be real easy to maintain it.
Just have to be careful about ripping out the lawn without ripping out the water spouts and whatnot. So
yeah, I had to break down and call the plumber. Of course, I did this after spending $350 on an air conditioner for my room.
Is this a in window unit or a
kind of sort of? It's a portable unit that has a thing that you slide into your window that with
the hoses. The hot air. Okay. Yeah. Yep, I gotcha.
Because my window is like half sized, so no window unit would fit in it.
And if it did, it would be so small that it wouldn't make it, it would make enough cold air to
So
I
got a 12,000 BTU air conditioner
for one room.
For one room. I figured if I was going to buy it big.
Is it quiet?
It's supposed to be silent. So we'll see.
Oh, you haven't gotten it yet?
No, I ordered it about 10 minutes before the irrigation incident. And the first thing that popped into my head when it wasn't working was, did you turn it off and turn it back on again? Never mind the fact that our show is on top British comedies or sitcoms.
That'll come up, I'm pretty sure.
What do you have in the cup?
Just my cheap old Pearl vodka. This stuff's dynamite, man. What can I say? Here.
That one's
done. So on Tuesday nights before the show, I get off work. I try to get out like 5 minutes early so I can get down into Belden Village and cruise through Belden Village and go to Burger King. And even though I've gone back to dieting, I know I need a good base of food to drink with. So I'm sticking with my, and I have this one Chicken King sandwich, I think is whatever the number 6 on the menu is now. Chicken King and fries and a diet. You know, that's my jam every Tuesday, right? Well, I pull up the drive-thru and I'm waiting, and the lady's like, you can order any time. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Welcome to Burger King. What can I get for you? And either she's high as fuck or she's having a bad day, and I can't tell which. All right, number 6, diet. Great, no problem. Roll around. She said one number, which made me think she wasn't giving me the small. I got up to the window, and it was even more, and I'm like, I'm not going to press the issue. It's just fast food. Here you go. Have a nice, you know, I'm eating my fries on the way home. I have the biggest drink. Like, it almost does not fit in my cup holder. It has an undertow, its own tide It's monstrous. And I'm like, this doesn't taste like diet either. Like, okay, whatever. But I'm going through my fries. I eat them on the way home. There's an onion ring in there, man. I'm like, oh, score. I love when you get that stray onion ring in your fries, man. That's awesome. Get home, open up my chicken sandwich, and it's a Big Mac or whatever. It's a Whopper. Like, yeah, I was almost ticked off. But I was like, I like Whoppers. I just, when your brain goes expecting one thing and you, it's just a left turn and it just messes with you. I'm like, ah, well, say lovey. So now, and I was eating so fast, I started choking on the lettuce and coughing up a storm. And the wife thought I was going to die.
Die.
I think I'm getting a new printer also. I have this big, ugly white printer that sits up here. My desk, you've seen my desk. It's all black. Yeah. Yep. Everything, the keyboards, the speaker, everything is all black. Except for that white monstrosity up there. So I think I'm going to get a new...
Got to replace it, man.
Well, I kind of brought it up to my wife, and she's like, it's been acting weird anyway. You should probably go ahead and replace it. I'm like, who are you? What? Okay, yes, dear. And but I'm going to get Wi-Fi this time, because a lot of times she'll be on her laptop, and she'll need to print something, and she has to unplug it from my computer, plug it in her. I'm like, this will just make... Wireless printer will make everybody, even Sam, can log on with her Mac and print stuff off. And I'm like,
well, the best part about it is the phone. You can print off your phone then, and it's just, oh, bink.
No, sweet. I did not know that was an option, but yeah. I'm all in, man. Cool. Yeah. So I got that. I got the tree guy coming out tomorrow. I got one tree and one tree only on my property. It's the medium-sized tree, but the branches are growing kind of low, so like my long guy has to like dip way down. It's like, you know,
oh, that's so sad for the lawn guy.
Oh, dude, this is a super good dude, and he like hooks us up with good pricing and what. And you know, he's the kind of guy that you want to hook up with as much nice stuff as you possibly can, because he's super good dude. So man, I got no problem with that stuff there.
What do you pay to do your lawn?
I don't do any of the finances. I don't know. I do know that this was a guy that Agnes knew from church. And it's kind of a weird story. The guy was, he was a, like a not a hospice guy. He was like an in-home hospice care guy. He basically spent all his time with this one person. And just was there all day long, taking care of them, you know, doing their stuff, because the person was completely disabled. And near the end of that guy's life, he bought this guy a, I don't know, a $10,000-$12,000 riding lawnmower with a trailer, and said, I know you've been wanting to just go and do this as your job. There you go. And the guy's been doing it. And honestly, I think it was charging us like 30 or 35 bucks to do 3/4 of an acre on hills and shit at the last house. We might be paying him 45 bucks now for a smaller yard, but he'll trim absolutely everything. If I've got a bunch of branches from one of the little bushes out back, he'll throw it in the back of his truck, take it away for it. Like I say, he's just a super nice guy. He'll hook you up with it, whatever you want. Like we were talking about bringing in river stones. He's like, I got the trailer. You can just dump a load on there and I'll drop it right off. And so it's like, he's a good dude. So
my protege. God, I love that word.
Protege.
My protege.
Dick Grayson.
In the lighting industry, Kyle. When COVID started, he started back up his lawn care business. And so I called him. I mean, hey, I have a house, I have a yard,
right?
And but he's only charging me like $40 a mow, which
perfect.
Yeah, to me, to have
is a bargain.
And, yeah, mowed and edged. I was like, okay. Now,
take my money.
Granted, he broke my irrigation system right off the bat, but hey. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Hey, by the way, I'm drinking. Can't hear you.
Strongbow Hard Ciders, original dry.
Yes.
Looks very tasty. That's just basically like dry apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Produced by H.P. Bulmer Limited, Hereford, UK.
They had some pretty good commercials back in the day, if I recall.
Let me put this back in the fridge so that it's not 900 degrees with me holding it. Notice the fridge is right there.
You're gonna have to.
I don't even have to move, man. I'm gonna put it.
With a regular fridge? Can you take the? Can you move the? Okay, I got zero fucking brain cells. The hinge. Yeah. Can you move the hinge to the other side?
Yep.
You should do that. Make it even more convenient.
No. Because they forgot to send the bracket for it. So it's stuck that way.
Turn it upside down.
God, yeah.
That'll work.
That didn't work out too well. What do you know, Scott?
I know nothing. Nothing.
Apparently. Yeah. It is what it is.
Now, I know we had some weird celebrity deaths just recently, but I cannot remember. One of the guys from... Oh, what was it? The Sopranos?
Leonard Skinner's... The last
remaining...
Original.
Yeah. Died. Yeah. Somebody from The Sopranos, I think, passed away. But anyway, I don't know. No, I don't know, man.
Let's see here. Going to my legacy.com.
There you go.
Who died this week? That was Belzer. That was February. The guy that played the fish thing that what the hell.
Here are the people who have died this week.
Gordon Pinsent. Pinsent.
I don't know.
That was not him. The guy that played the creature from the Black Lagoon died. There it is. That would be Rickau Browning, stuntman who
Your video froze big time, man. What the heck?
You are just bouncing all over the place.
It says my internet connection is unstable.
Yeah, because mine's at 600 download and 40 upload.
Speed test again.
Ooh, he was also the director of Flipper.
Really? The old TV show?
Yep.
Yeah, it just must have been a little blip in the matrix, because I'm at my 350 and 10 as usual. So, whatever. Okay. Whatever.
I don't know. Your internet seems to get really funky every so often.
Yeah. Well, you know what service we have.
Do you have Spectrum?
I have Spectrum.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
So what else is going on?
Oh,
BMW is getting fixed this week. I'll have headlight again.
It helps when you drive at night. I'm not going to lie.
I have refused to drive at night because of the area that I live in. Well,
I chose, because of the cops that are going to pick you up. That's what you're going to say, right?
I chose this area for a reason. Because the cops are dicks. So burglars and stuff like that, they don't come around here. It's not as bad as like Garland, but it's pretty stiff around here, my friend.
Long arm of the law, huh?
Yes. You get pulled over here, plan on a 45-minute strip search.
just lean into him and go, choke me, daddy. It tended to back off a little bit.
Why do you keep calling me big boy?
Those cuffs look really painful, officer. Clap your hands together like a little girl.
Could be a good thing, could be a good thing. Whatever you do, don't say.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Somebody at work was like, what's that pilot from Airplane say? And I was like, I just went right into the... So, Billy, you ever seen a grown man naked?
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Great flick.
Never been to a Turkish bath?
What was the other one? You ever sit outside of a men's... Wait. You ever go to the gym and hang out in the men's locker room? Something like that.
Yeah, so there's a grown man naked. Ever been to a Turkish bath? There was a couple from the second film that weren't quite as funny. I don't remember the third thing. I can't remember. You ever have scruffy rub up against your leg?
Scruffy. Oh,
Oy.
I've been having a lot of problems the past couple of days.
With?
Everything down here is blooming. And all I do right now is cough, sneeze, drain, and cry.
So what pills do you take for that?
Well, I just started my Zyrtec again.
Okay. Speaking of which, got the button. Good job.
But it's nonstop now.
Yeah.
I mean, I just drain, cough. And
why don't you just snort some liquid plastic and then it'll just cover your sinuses and you won't have any problems then. It'll just solidify up in there. And
I was thinking about one of those Navage thingies.
But make sure you sterilize the water before you do that. Otherwise, you get nasty bacteria way up in there where it can grow and make worse shit.
Well, there goes the Navage.
Well, you boil the water. You boil it first and you're fine. Or pour 151 up your nose. That'll feel good.
I could totally see that. Just oh, it's so hot. Oh, it's so hot.
You should let it cool first.
What are you doing, dumbass? The name is Dumas.
Alexandre Dumbass.
Somebody said that to me at work the other day. The name is Dumas. I was like, A&W Root Beer. And he looked at me, he was like, that's an A&W commercial? I'm like,
yeah.
Yes!
Well, they had the whole bit also in the Shawshank where the one guy was like, trying to read the guy off the book. He's like, Alexandre Dumbass. Yeah. And he looks at the book and says, it's Dumas. You should read it. It's about a prison break. You'll like it.
God. What else do we have going on?
I may have another contestant for our laugh and you take a shot challenge.
Ooh, that's going to be such a fun night.
And I've got two things picked out so far. So I'm like slowly but surely gathering my ammunition, as it were.
I may actually send that off for somebody else to edit. There's no way I'm going to listen to that. No. I remember Drunk Fest 1.
Oh, yeah. Hadn't thought about that. You're going to have to be sober enough to hit the buttons over there, though, man.
I was going through all the stuff that I sent out to everyone about explaining that show. And then I sat back. I was like, damn, I should have just done You Don't Know Jack.
Yeah, or that, yeah. Yeah, we could save that for later on.
Could have done Fibbage or something like that. I mean, that limits it to 8 people, but yeah. I thought about it, and then I sat back and went, yeah, I'm getting too old for this.
Saw a really cruised through YouTube shorts, much like, you know, it's a lot of TikTok stuff on there and everything, and came across this. It looks like a podcast, although it looks like they also film it and then put it on YouTube occasionally, and it was Jonathan Frakes was being interviewed. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about Wesley Crusher, Will Wheaton, and they were alluding to how bad his childhood was, and Jonathan was like, yeah, we had no clue, man. The cast and I are looking at each other, did you have a clue? And I didn't have a fucking clue. Did you have a... I'm like, what the hell is going on here? So found where this same podcast had done an entire hour and a half with Will Wheaton and watched it, and it was sad, fascinating, and just really insightful as to what he went through as a kid. And it was like, I have to find that and link that somewhere. And it turns out, I'm like looking at this guy who's doing the podcast, I'm like, my God, this guy's voice sounds familiar, he looks familiar, so his name's on the back wall, I type it in there. But do you ever watch Smallville when it was on TV?
Yeah.
Remember Lex Luthor?
Yes.
It's him. He's the one that has the podcast and does, because he's talking about his time in Hollywood and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, so obviously he's done something. And I was like, yeah, it's Lex Luthor, and he's just has this podcast, and it's really interesting stuff. And the one with the long interview with Jonathan was very fun to watch too. But I find that I will send it on to. But I found it as a short, just a, you know, like a 1 minute clip, and I'm like, okay, now I got to do the whole thing. The rabbit hole that is YouTube.
You ever watch Slothy Vlogs?
Who? Slothy
Vlogs. It's a guy in the UK who goes to fun fairs and rides. And they have different conversations and stuff, but all of the ride operator, because his channel's been around for so long, all the ride operators know him now and make his ride excessively hard. Because in his show, he'll get to a certain point and he'll be like, game over. It's game over.
I think I have seen at least one episode. You might have shown it when you were doing the, we did a show about roller coasters and theme parks. And you theme might have shown something. Stuff. Yeah. I think I've at least seen him once.
Yeah. The last one that he did, he had a camera in the control operator's shack filming him while he was giving the ride. And right as the ride ended, all you hear is the ride operator get onto the microphone and go, game over.
Uh-oh.
Funny as shit, man. Yeah, I love that. Slothy Vlogs. Check it out, everyone. It's if you're into amusement park rides and stuff like that, you know what? I should have been a carny. Maybe that's what I'll do next. 55 staring at 12-year-old. I mean, staring at 12-year-olds' mothers. Yeah. Oh, God. Not allowed within 300 feet of a high school.
So Michael Rosenbaum is the gentleman that I was referring to earlier, and his series is called Inside of You, and which is a little kind of weird, but who's he had on here? Well, there's Jim Gaffigan. There's Frakes. Elizabeth, girl from American Pie. Okay. Oh, J.K. Simmons. He's had a lot of good people on the show. Is that John Oates? Yeah, cool. Hey, it's Bill and Ted. Cool. Okay.
We're going to have to get some guests on.
Yeah.
Some good guests.
Yeah, right.
So maybe I'll send a thing to Daryl's house or whatever that's called, Daryl's garage.
Live at Daryl's house?
Yeah, that's it.
Like in Daryl Hall?
Yeah. Why not? All he can do is say no.
Real good possibility. He ain't gonna say no.
Dude, I was just looking at myself, and I've almost got as big of a forehead as Carl now.
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
What?
What the?
What the hell you say?
It's a big, it's a big white forehead.
The hell, that's for white people.
You were asking the last time I saw Carl. Where is the date tag? January 28th. So it must have been the 24-hour race. That was the last time I saw Carl.
Yeah. Yeah, you sent me some photos.
Yeah.
He's looking old.
Yeah.
I guess that's the only way that I can put it. He just doesn't look the same.
He's had some issues with his shoulder and a bunch of other stuff, and it's definitely slowing him down and making it tough to like not sit around and eat and get heavy. You know, I mean, it's like the same thing with me. It's like my leg, you know, my feet kill me and my wrists are killing me, and like I'm having trouble. Like I can barely reach around without the muscles in my back starting to want to cramp up. I'm like, how am I supposed to wipe my ass if I can't do this? What the hell? You know, my neck is permanently jacked up. I'm like, he said, it's priest, man.
He said, reach around.
Yeah,
just wrong. Just wrong. All right. I got the strongbow. You got the pearl. I need to go take a Benadryl. I guess we're gonna go take a break here right now.
Benadryl and alcohol. There's a great idea.
But it makes the show go by faster.
for only you, however. Everyone else has to suffer through it.
Damn, that was a 7-hour show.
It's 5 minutes, I swear to God.
Sure they feel like it.
What do you mean?
All right, everyone. We're going to come right back. We have a show. Yeah,
such as it is. Yeah.
Top 10 British sitcoms. I have clips from all of mine.
Aren't you the fucking teacher's pet?
Bam, baby. I come prepared.
Yeah. Well, dude, the last time I tried to do something, I'm like, oh, I'm getting it all together on a spreadsheet. You're like, no, just send me the shit. I'm like, okay, fine.
That was a different kind of show.
Yeah, I know. I've not been sleeping well.
Work you're, having, is a, You're having some issues with, show prep. And I'm starting to worry about you.
I know. Then this is no different. This is, I've got some info, but not a lot of great info.
I mean, I'm getting worried because we have some interesting shows coming up.
Yeah, that's true. Well, at least I'm working on the one well in advance. So getting the clips together for the Laugh You Drink show.
You have no choice. And if you didn't do it, you would just get onto YouTube while we were doing the show and go, oh, that'll work.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
All right. I got to go take my Benadryl, squirt my nose, do everything that you're not supposed to do at my age. I am not taking Viagra today. That would just, the heartburn's been bad for the past.
Well, I think the drainage, it also gives you heartburn sometimes too. So that's not helping you anyway. So,
geez, nothing's helping right now. Yeah. All right. I have a headache too, so I got to take some Motrin.
I think you need cocaine or something, man. That's
what one of my clips. You will think back to this moment and die freaking laughing. All right, people, we'll be right back.
And every guy has got you here beside. What you're doing with a clown like me is surely one of life's little
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. We'll be right back.
Do you know the band?
Do they have long hair?
Yes.
There's so many to choose from. Warrant? No.
This is Whitesnake.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Now, do you remember who Whitesnake was before they were Whitesnake?
Weren't they a cover band of Led Zeppelin? Mm-hmm. No. What were they before?
Deep Purple.
I find that hard to believe.
Mr. Coverdale.
Who is that your smoke on the water, Deep Purple?
Who used to, let's see here, used to date Tawny Catane.
Yeah, she was the girl on the Jaguars. I remember that.
Let's see here. Deep Purple had, where's my IM? There it is.
Yep, David Coverdale left the English hard rock, Deep Purple.
Thank you very much.
In 1976. Wow. He had joined the band 3 years prior. Oh, okay. So he was not like a founding member or anything, but he was in the group for a while. Okay. Bless you.
I am still draining.
It's all right, man.
Now, here's what was... I was looking for your reaction to the song that I played before.
Well, you'd played it before, too. You played our last episode, I think. Or nope. One before.
Never played it.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
What was the song? Brain cells are gone already.
Angel Eyes by the Jeff Healey Band.
I swear to God, you played something Jeff Healey recently, because we were talking about his blind guitar playing style, and more like a slide guitar. And
we were talking about the top 10 best actors. And Patrick Swayze was my top 10 best actors. And I said his best movie was Roadhouse. And that's when you brought up Jeff Healey. We talked about it, but I didn't play it.
Okay.
So I threw it into this episode so that people could hear the Jeff Healey. He's
a good song and very popular, not the best use of his guitar playing skills, but yeah, no, good tune.
All right, sir. Top 10 British sitcoms.
Oh, cat, go away. No, I love you, but I need my keyboard, man.
No, you don't. Well, yeah, you do, because you probably are not prepared for the show, but that's okay.
I got the IMDb for every single one of these things up and ready to rock and roll. Don't have any clips, but
I am going to start with my
runner-ups.
No.
Hold
on. I take that back. I had Wed Dwarf and Ab Fab.
As runner-ups?
As runner-ups.
Jesus Christ. We got wildly different attitudes about British sitcoms. I had the In-Betweeners with Greg Davies and Spaced with Simon Pegg and Jessica Hines, which is kind of the inspiration for Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Those are two good shows, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is Red Dwarf on your list?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Probably why.
So is AbFab, for that matter.
All right. I actually have clips, people. My number 10.
Brown Noser.
Do 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 do. Brown Noser. God. My number 10 has some pretty famous people in it. Like Frank Thornton, Molly Sugden, John Inman. I think that's about all of the famous people that anyone would know. The show came out in 1972 and ran all the way to 1985. The show is called Are You Being Served?
Oddly enough, that's my number 9 pick.
Wow. I have a little clip. Hopefully this works because I'm clicking my share sound and it's not clicking. There we go.
You're sharing computer sound.
Molly Sugden in this is freaking hilarious. the clips that I have 3 minutes of clips. And it is the best innuendos and one-liners from Are You Being Served?
Yeah, this show was body, slapstick, risque, all wrapped up into one. It was good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we'll give you the premise and all that after we hear the clip.
Am I to take it that you refuse me permission to give my pussy facilities for her confinement?
I'm afraid there's no possibility.
Mr. Granger wouldn't say dear sexy knickers. You'd say dear sexy bloomers, wouldn't you?
I don't know how to wear me braces. Should they be like that or like that?
You've got a problem there.
Well, you're lot supposed to be men. You should know.
We haven't got the same problem. Why don't you leave them off altogether?
If I did that, me trousers would fall down.
That could be the gimmick we're looking for.
I stood on a corner and I lifted my skirt and showed a bit of stocking like Marilyn Monroe did in Bastop.
What happened?
The bus crashed. And I had to make a statement.
The same thing happened to me once with a Centurion tank.
There are, missus. Room for you and a friend.
What awful common things. Oh, well, I suppose they're better than nothing.
I think I'd prefer you in nothing.
You will wear pyjamas tonight, Miss Browns. Suppose there was a fire and you had no clothes on.
Oh, I'd be first to be rescued.
Good morning, madam. Are you being served?
Just having a look.
So's he. Trousers, they're too tight. Do you use a shooting stick much, sir?
Yes, they're...
Well, under the...
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Fortunately, they vary in size too, sir. The trousers I mean.
Why me?
Oh, there you are, you see. When it comes to action, he's all talk.
I shouldn't count on it. He didn't say much when he got me in the broom cupboard at Christmas party.
On the wobbly slide, round the wobbly roundabout, up and down on the wobbly rocker.
You have to have two or they won't wobble.
All right, that is Are You Being Served? Are You Being Served? The premise of it is all these people work together in a store called Grace Brothers. And it's for me being in the hospitality industry, every time I watch this, I learn something new about hospitality.
Yeah, that movies like or shows like this are why we have movies like Waiting and all sorts of good stuff. Now, apparently, back in 1972, when this first started, the BBC was broadcasting live reports from the Munich Olympics, which had to be canceled due to the Black September incident. Amongst the programs hurriedly brought forward to fill the sudden gaps was the as yet untransmitted Comedy Playhouse, a 1961 edition of Are You Being Served? And it proved popular enough for a full series to be commissioned. So, now this was definitely the working man's sitcom. And at one point, BBC didn't even want it on BBC Two because they thought, oh no, it's way too common, blah, blah, blah. The ratings were so good, they bumped it up to BBC One. It was a great show, and that the lady's hair changing color every episode, it's like, we've all worked with her at some point in our lives.
Molly Sugden is is just, she's so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always talking about her cat,
Mr. Piddles.
Yeah, Mr. Piddles.
Yeah.
My pussy was just running in circles this morning.
My pussy was trapped. And of course, it's British TV. They weren't afraid to like show a little extra skin, and yeah, it was just, yeah, a little simpler times back then. They could be misogynistic, and it was okay. But yeah,
would you call that misogynistic?
Possibly a little bit.
I digress. All right, sir, what is your number 10?
Oh, forgive me. My number 10 is the British version of The Office from 2001 to 2003, created by Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant, and starring Ricky Gervais, Martin Freeman, Mackenzie Crook, who is the one-eyed pirate from Pirate of the Caribbean, Lucy Davis, who is also in Wonder Woman and Shaun of the Dead. And without this show, basically, we wouldn't have the American version, which I do truly love that version. So it's a little tough to follow, even for me. And I'm like, I know British slang. And sometimes I'm like, what'd he say? I got to put on the closed captioning.
I think what I love about The Office, British version or American, it doesn't matter. It's very dry humor. And I am totally into that because I don't think that I'm comedic at all.
We have sarcasm down pat, but comedy, not so much.
Look, I have no clue what you're talking about. See, that was sarcasm.
I almost missed it.
Damn. But The Office didn't make my list. Sorry.
All right. Like I say, I'm glad to have watched it a little bit, and I'm glad of the American version. And so it did make my list. So that was your number 10, my number 9, my number 10. What's your number 9, sir?
Stars. Have to put the glasses back on. Bernard Cribbins, who was in Doctor Who as Rose's father.
Oh, okay.
John Cleese, Prunella Scales, Andrew Sachs, Connie Booth.
It was from Monty Python originally.
Yes. Andrew Sachs played Manuel.
And he was German.
Yeah.
Which killed. I was looking this up because this happens to be my number 5 spot. I had no idea he was German. It's like he played Italian so well.
Ballard Berkeley was in it, and he was in 12 episodes. He played Major Gowan. And every time Major Gowan came to stay, there was some problem that happened. And anyway, the name of the show is Fawlty Towers.
And it kills me because there was only 12 episodes of this show, which, and I'm like, on my list, there's a lot of these shows that only had like 12, 14 episodes. It just seems like they were on for years, but nope, just the 12.
John Cleese had just done Monty Python. When he took on this role, and a lot of his mannerisms and stuff like that is stuff that he used in Monty Python, which translates over so well. He owns a hotel in England somewhere. It's a small hotel. I think it only has like 6 or 12 rooms, with a dining room. Nothing ever goes right.
I kind of love the fact that in this show, he gets to be that angry old man. Like he was always very proper and off the wall in Python and everything, but he just got to be that angry old man that lives deep inside of most of us. So it's just a lot of fun to watch.
Well, what made it for me is that he let it go. He was constantly bitchy with people. I was like, that would be how I'd run my hotel. All right.
Back when there were no Yelp reviews.
Here's a little clip from Fawlty Towers.
Would you mind filling this out, please? We've given you room.
Fawlty.
Mr. Fawlty to you, Lord Marlborough.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing, please. Forget all about it.
Check for £200.
Thank you so much. And now, about my priceless collection of coins.
Oh, yes, do you still...
Do I still want you to take them to be valued by the Duke of Buckley, my lord?
Oh, yes.
No, I don't. Because we just heard that the Duke of Buckley is dead. Yes, got his head knocked off by Gothball. Tragic. Well, how are you, Lord Melbury? How are you, then? All right, mate. How's me old mucker? Any valuables to deposit, Sir Richard? Any bricks? Oh, or... no. I do apologize. You bastard! 12 for the view overlooking the park. I'm sure you'll like it. We'll have your bags brought up to you. And may I introduce your wife? Hello, Lord Melbury. Bastard! I beg your pardon, him. Please, think nothing of it.
You're muted.
I said, John Cleese, he just cracks me up. Yeah. Whatever. Anyways, Fawlty Towers makes it to my number 9. What was it on yours? It was 5?
Number 5, yeah.
Wow.
I love him being angry so much.
Oh, yeah. Basil. Basil was his name.
Is your name Basil Fawlty?
The place that was the hotel was an actual hotel bed and breakfast in England somewhere. And they lived off of the 2 seasons that were done. Quite nicely. Apparently people wanted to stay there.
Nice. Torquay in the southwest end. And the main scenes in the series were shot in Thames Valley. The majority of the interior scenes were BBC's old television center at Shepherd's Bush.
Yes. Yes. Like Burke said, it only lasted, 2 seasons?
12 episodes.
12 episodes. Wow. Really should have lasted a lot longer than that.
No, but, no.
But it is what it is. So there
BBC is a fickle beast.
There is my number 9.
Awesome. That was my number 5. So 9. Why don't we go to your number 8 then?
Number 8 is it's a newer sitcom. It stars a lady from Harry Potter.
Okay.
Here it comes. All right. The TV show started in 2000, ran all the way through 2011, stars Robert Lindsay, Zoe Wanamaker, and Gabriel Thomas. It is called My Family. And it is all about a family that is extremely good with each other but bad with each other.
Functionally dysfunctional?
Very much so.
Okay.
Robert Lindsay's been in a bunch of stuff. Zoe Wanamaker is the one from Harry Potter. And if you remember the very first Harry Potter, the teacher that is teaching them to ride the brooms.
Oh, yeah. She got kicked off because she wanted more money. Yep. Yep.
That was Zoe Wanamaker. She plays the mother. Robert Lindsay plays the father.
You'll have to forgive me. I've heard of it in passing, never seen it, so don't know anything about it.
Chris Marshall, who you may have heard of, or maybe not, but Chris Marshall starred in a TV show called Death in Paradise.
Sorry.
Oh, if you get a chance to watch Death in Paradise, please do it. They've had five actors now play the detective. Benadryl's making me spit.
What do you mean five actors have played the lead?
Yeah, the Death in Paradise is about a police station in on an island in Turks and Caicos. Or it's a fictitious island in that area. And
there's fucking 12 seasons of this stuff. Nobody got time for that.
Freaking awesome. It is free. The guy from the sitcom My Hero plays the detective one of the times. Arnell. Shit, he was also in Father Ted. I can't remember. Arnell something. I can't remember his last name.
All these people are the current cast members. Ardell O'Hanlon?
That would be it. That would be it. Anyways, back to my family. It's a dysfunctional family. But the first time I saw it, I couldn't stop laughing. And I think it really kind of makes Zoe Wanamaker into the actress that she is. I have a little clip for you all to partake in. Well, actually, just Burke, but the rest of you will hear it. So here we go.
Okay, ready, you old slapper.
What?
Just getting into character.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Did they break the set?
All right. So everyone knows, I was playing a reel of their outtakes, and there's one episode where he's riding around in an electric wheelchair, and during the taping of the show, he destroyed like half the set. He ran into everything. It's a fabulous show. It's all kinds of wrong. They really kind of delve into the problems that a wife and a husband have with each other. And they really expand upon it to where you're like, how do these two stay together? But what was probably the best part was Chris Harper playing Nick Harper, the son, the degenerate son who can never get a job, who every time he comes in, he's fired again. just the comedy is outlandish, and it kind of makes you sit back and go, dude, that's my house. That is exactly how my house is.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, somebody just sent me an attachment.
No, it was sent to me by Bob, and it was kind of funny, and I sent it to you.
Bob. Not that Bob.
Not that Bob. The good Bob.
It's Bob.
It's Bob.
Not Bob.
Bob.
So what was that? My number eight?
Something like that. Yep.
Yeah. My number eight, my friend.
The good news is it was not on my list. And now I have a number eight that I can share, which I guarantee is going to be on your list. So
we'll see.
This one had 39 episodes between the years of 1992 and 2012. Forgive me, the Burger King is starting to kick my ass. Dear Lord, I took pills and I need to take more. These two names, you'll get it right off the bat. Jennifer Saunders and Joanne Lumley. This is absolutely fabulous.
Not on my list.
Oh, dear Lord.
I told you that was my honorable mention.
Oh, that's right. That was your honorable mention. Now, do you remember the show Sybil?
Yes.
That was that Christina Baranski's character was constantly, I swear to God, she was channeling Patsy in that whole series from Absolutely Fabulous. Oh, excuse me.
Now, Patsy's daughter was...
No. Patsy was the drunk one. It was...
Not Patsy. The AbFab lady.
Adina.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saunders.
And Saffron was
Saunders
the daughter.
Is her name.
Yes.
Can't remember her first name.
Adina.
Adina Saunders. And her daughter's name was Saffron.
Saffron. Yep.
Her daughter.
The mother's name was Mother.
Her daughter makes the show.
Oh, God. Yeah. She's the her, are her you daughter, freaking kidding me?
Her daughter is the
voice of reason.
She is the grown up in that house. Yeah.
She's a 12-year-old who has more responsibility than anyone in the entire house. Well, how did they?
Did you see the one episode when she's walking around the house without a bra on?
No.
If I want my tits out, my tits will be out. They will sway. They will not. Absolute. I mean, I could not stop laughing. I was like, this is on British television. We need to watch more British television.
I know, right? So it's the official storyline from IMDb. British sitcom about the misadventures of two high-powered career women active on the London fashion scene. Adina, she goes by Eddie Monsoon, is a professional public relations agent who owns her own PR firm. Patricia Patsy Stone is the fashion director in a top British magazine. Their professional lives, they're rather successful, but they spend their free time by constantly indulging in cigarettes, alcohol, and recreational drugs while trying to stay young and relive their glory days in the mod subculture. We are the mods. We are the mods. We are the mods. And this came out as a, this was a sketch. This all was born of a sketch from Saunders, a sketch of Full Wax. Played herself as a drunk, cocaine addicted, washed up has been. So, and apparently the premise in the show is that Patsy hasn't eaten in 1974, but well, there was that one crisp 5 years ago that she ate. Oh my God, this was great. In season 6, episode 1, Patsy makes a reference to when I was a Bond girl, which is actually true because Lumley actually played a Bond girl in the movie On Her Majesty's Secret Service in 1969.
All righty.
There you go. So that was my number 8 pick. Okay. I can mark that off now. I don't have any clips. I apologize. I'm a slacker.
Number 7. For the Scott Meister. I will give you the storyline of this and see if you can figure out what it is. Bernard Black runs his own bookshop, even though he doesn't much like people who buy books and hates having customers. Next door to Bernard's shop is the nifty gifty gift shop run by Fran, probably Bernard's only friend in the world. When Bernard's accountant goes on the run, Bernard employs stress victim Manny to help him run his shop. This leads to a series of surreal adventures around the shop. The comedy is called Black's Books.
I've heard of it, but never seen it.
It stars Dylan Moran as Bernard Black, Bill Bailey as Manny. And if you don't know who Bill Bailey is, look him up. He's a stand-up comedian as well as been in several movies. When you see his face, you'll go, oh, him!
He's on a number of the... well, he was on Taskmaster at some point in time, and a number of the game shows, 8 out of 10 Cats and things like that. So, yes, I do know him very well.
Tamsin Greig, G-R-E-I-G. I think it's Greig.
Greig?
Plays Fran, who is the best friend to Dylan Moran's character, Bernard Black. Dylan Moran in this plays the character to a hilt.
He was also in Hot Fuzz, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
He is a dick in this movie to everyone. Now, I'm going to give you a bit of trivia here. I don't know who actually...
Oh, Tamsin was in Shaun of the Dead, too. Okay. She was Maggie. Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay, so Dylan Moran wrote Black's Books, and it's all based on a shop in Dublin, Ireland. A real shop.
He was also in Shaun of the Dead. He was the dick boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Bernard is inspired by a real bookshop owner in Dublin who Dylan Moran described as, he looks like he's swallowed a cup of sour milk and peed himself at the same time. He has this green bilious expression. What does bilious mean?
Ooh. Like bile.
Word of the day.
And now you know.
He has.
I think it means of bile, I think, yeah, is what they're talking about. Yeah.
He has.
Hey, Nick Frost is in this also. Yeah, this is a lot of Shaun of the Dead, folks.
He has this green bilious expression. Years of displeasure have shaped his face. I died laughing when I read that. But anyways, this clip is from Black's Books.
I'll bet you I can recommend and sell a book to this bloke here.
Tanner, you're on.
Hello.
Will you leave me alone? I'm sick and tired of being hounded by salesmen in shops. I'm browsing, all right? Browsing. At the end of it, I might buy something. I might not. But you will not influence me one iota. Not one jot. Now I've finished with you. You may go.
Verse 3.
Would the birth partner of Julie Williams please report to delivery room 1?
Feeling under pressure, do something different. Roll up your sleeves or eat an orange.
So, you and Fran?
Yeah.
You ever,
What?
You know.
What? No, what?
Have you ever...
Really, what?
Have you, you know, have you?
What?
Together, you know, have you ever...
What?
You know.
Just say it, man, will you?
Have you ever had sex?
You don't beat around the bush, do you?
Sorry, man. If you have not watched this yet, it is dark humor that will just floor you. You will just sit back and go, wow.
It does look right up my alley.
Yeah, it's incredibly good, and there's a lot of like intellectual content in it. Like they talk about certain books that were written and certain authors and stuff like that, and they just make comedy out of all of it. I watched the first 3 episodes and I was hooked. I binged the entire thing in like a week.
Oh, Jesus.
God, it was so awesome. All right, sir. That was my number. What was that? Number 7, 6?
I'm marking mine off as I hit them so that I remember, because I'm not going to remember any of this. 6 minutes, 27 seconds. I think I can do this. All right. So I'm going to jump to my number 7.
Yeah, that's what it should be, is 7.
Okay. This had 25 episodes between the years of 2006 and 2013. It is written by Graham Linehan of Father Ted fame. It has Chris O'Dowd, Richard Ayoade, Noel Fielding, and Peter, I'm going to butcher your last name, Serafina was from Shaun of the Dead. And all I have to say is, have you tried turning it off and turning it on again? This is the IT crowd. And I'm watching some of this stuff. And I've forgotten the machine that they got, because that was just like he got to the point where he was just picking up the phone. Thank you for calling IT. Have you tried turning it off, turning it back on again? Like that was just the go-to phrase forever. Then he had a machine that did it for him at one point, which was hilarious. Catherine Parkinson played their manager, who knew nothing whatsoever about IT. Noel Fielding was on a few of the episodes. Him and Chris are another one of those guys that and Richard show up on like 8 out of 10 Cats and Taskmaster and things like that. And they're very, very funny outside of this. What do I gotta say? But it did this make your list?
This was my number 5.
Yeah, we're pretty close. I'm impressed. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, I have 2 clips from the show. Here you go.
Have you tried turning it off and on again? Oh, okay, well, the button on the side, is it glowing? Yeah, you need to turn it on. The button turns it on? Yeah. You do know how a button works, don't you? No, not on clothes.
Hello, IT. Yaha. Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
No, there you go. I just heard it come on. No, that's the music you hear when it comes on. No, that's the music you hear when... I'm sorry, are you from the past?
You see, the driver hooks a function by patching the system call table, so it's not safe to unload it unless another thread's about to jump in there and do its stuff, and you don't want to end up in the middle of invalid memory. Hello?
Oh, really? Really? Well, why don't you come down here and make me then? Huh? What, you think I'm afraid of you? I'm not afraid of you! You can come down here any time and I'll be waiting for you.
I told her.
Oh, God, it's about time you got back. It's been all go.
You had a job?
Girl on Fifth.
Did you and her hit it off?
Define hit it off?
Did she continue talking to you once you'd fixed her computer?
No.
And probably my favorite scene from this entire show.
Which means a profit so far this year of 1,800 billion billion. Splendid! And this doesn't even include the added revenue arising from your takeover of ITV.
ITV? I'd forgotten about ITV. Brilliant! Gentlemen, when I first started Renham Industries, I had just 2 things in my possession. A dream and £6 million. Today, I have a business empire the like of which the world has never seen the like of which. I hope it doesn't sound arrogant when I say that I am the greatest man in the world. Gentlemen, to the future. Oh, you don't have any glasses. Just pretend. The future. The future.
Sorry to interrupt, but there are some policemen here. They say they need to speak to you about irregularities in the pension fund.
I see. Could you make me a cup of tea, please, Stephanie?
I know that people can't hear that, but he literally says, could you make them a cup of tea? Walks over to the window and jumps out it.
He just casually opens it and just hops out ever so proper.
Now IT Crowd had a different boss come in afterwards. Let me bring up my
Matt Berry, perhaps.
That would be him, who is famous for what?
The SpongeBob movie? What we do in the shadows.
What we do in the shadows. Plays is it Laszlo?
Oh, please.
Yes, Laszlo
Cravensworth.
Cravensworth. And there's another show. If you have not seen What We Do in the Shadows, start from the beginning. I've bought all I think there's three seasons now, or is it two? It may just be two because of COVID. But I've bought, oh wait, it's a season six.
Oh, you're bored.
That's season six will be 2024. Great freaking show. Anyways, back to IT Crowd. When Barry comes in as the new CEO, because the last guy jumped out the window, Barry turns out to, he's just eccentric as all get out. And he ends up trying to date Siobhan, the girl in charge of IT.
Jen Barber? Catherine Parkinson?
Wait. I have to bring that up. Let me bring IT Crowd back up.
Gemma Chan plays female Sulu. I don't see who you are referring to. Please forgive me.
Where is the IT Crowd? I really should be a little more organized the next time. What year was IT?
But you've got clips, so all's forgiven.
Thank you. There it is. All right. So the girl, Catherine Parkinson, plays Jen Barber. She's in another sitcom where she plays a girl named Siobhan.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I kept saying Siobhan. But he tries to date her in IT Crowd. And everything just goes all kinds of wrong. It's freaking hilarious. Anyways, the IT Crowd was 2006 to 2013. I think we already said that. Yep. If you're into computers, what a brilliant show. Just, it's freaking hilarious. All right, people. It is time.
We have to take a break.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here rubbing myself to keep myself from peeing my pants.
Stop. Oh, behave.
Oh, please. All right, people. We'll be right back.
Can't hear any music, just so you know. The poor dejected look on his face. There we go. Ah. The dark side's gonna love them is real. She'll never know just how I feel. The part of the shadow, she walks like a dream. Make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slip to the dark side of your side. On the dark side.
Make sure that you check back soon for part two of this podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.